the grand opening of the Bogey Factory in Verona. ESPN Madison Saturday. Jesse Nelson, Adam Mertz with you until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Masters Saturday. Brewers Orioles coming up at 3 o'clock this afternoon. And on the call, whether it's on Bally Sports Wisconsin or on our sister station 620 WTMJ and the Brewers Radio Network, you can hear him on pretty much every game all year long. It's our friend Jeff Levering joining us live from Camden Yards in Baltimore on the call today. Jeff, thank you for taking time to join us this afternoon. How are you out in Baltimore for the 9-3 Milwaukee Brewers?
Oh, I'm doing great, thanks. We got a great vibe going on at the ballpark right now. The Brewers are taking BP. The wind is blowing out towards right, just as it was yesterday. All things pointing to very positive signs for the Brew Crew this year.
That's awesome, and we're going to talk plenty about the Brewers. But what is the what have you and Vinny Rutino been doing before games with these voice? You did Will Ferrell the other day. I saw go on Twitter. I saw the Californians the other. Like what's with the shtick with all this? And what's still to come? How many more of these you got in the arsenal?
Well, that's a great question. I don't have a lot more voices to go to, unfortunately. But, he's been wanting to do, since he's not on Brewers Live, he feels the need to do some sort of Brewers content. So he wanted to do different voices, and we were kind of messing around watching SNL. The Californians came up, and I'm from California, so he thought that was funny. And then day two, we did like Midwest Chicago accents. I think I morphed into different accents between them, my two lines. Yeah, and then what was we did the low-grade voice modulation as Jacob Sills with Will Ferrell. So that was always a good time.
I'm always good for a good Yooper accent if you want to throw one of those in.
Yeah, hey, Brewers going at it, huh?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, going up north there for two three times, yeah.
Hey, Jeff, I don't know if there's any updates coming out of Pat's presser here, pregame presser, but wondering where you think Christian Yelich is with his back injury and sort of what you've seen, larger than that, what you've seen from him this year. He looks back to like his 2018-19 form almost.
Yeah, he's been pretty special to start the season, and hopefully this back will clear up shortly. He's not in the lineup today, more than likely not going to be in the lineup tomorrow. And then at that point, I think the Brewers are going to make a decision on whether he needs to go on the IL or if he's going to be able to come back to that Padres series. But I think getting yesterday off, the rest of the day yesterday off, and today off, and figure out what's happening tomorrow, I think are positive things for Christian. He said, listen, it wasn't as bad as it has been in years past when this has happened. That's a very good sign. So hopefully he just needs a couple of days. It's something that he's dealt with over the course of his career, and we know that Yelly is most important when he's on the field. So keeping him on the field is really important, and hopefully he'll be back in there on Monday against San Diego.
Catching up with Jeff Levering, Bally Sports Wisconsin and the Brewers Radio Network in Baltimore here. ESPN Madison Saturday, Jesse Nelson, Adam Mertz. Jeff, I don't know what the average amount of brawls per season is for a baseball team. One a week seems high. What do we make of what the Brewers are up to here with the Mets and now last night in Baltimore?
Well, they are averaging better than one a week at this point. 12 games in, they've had three bench clearing situations.
Yeah.
So it's very high. And Pat Murphy addressed it in his pregame chat today. That's not what they're trying to do. It did feel like yesterday escalated very quickly. Still, we don't know a lot of the details behind it, what it was, because it wasn't about Willy Adames, taking his time around the bases or making stares or anything like that. William Contreras did a two-run homer prior to that. And sometimes people just get a little bit salty when they're getting beat, and maybe that's what it was all about. The Brewers aren't trying to do that. They're just trying to play hard, clean baseball. All things that could have been prevented. It's a fun team to be around. And whether it's the opponents to sit there and look at the lineup and go, well, why is this team just kicking my tail? I don't know who these guys are. I think the Brewers really like that. I think they like being the underdogs. The people have kind of put them in this year, and they've really risen to the occasion.
Jeff, can you speak a little bit to the dynamic of that young team and how Pat Murphy is approaching them and his personality as a manager as we're getting to know him a little bit more?
Yeah, I think that Pat, he's just going to be who he is. And no one in his almost 50 years of coaching in this sport is going to take Pat Murphy away from Pat Murphy. I think a lot of it is the personalities on this roster. And Murph describes those core guys as pillars. The Christian Yelich, Willy Adames, Reese Hoskins, Freddie Peralta, even William Contreras, who has done it for a long time. He is one of those pillars. And those guys kind of police the clubhouse. And the word that we get thrown around a lot is it's a very chill vibe in the clubhouse. Everybody feels like they belong. Nobody feels out of place. You don't have deer in the headlights anywhere. Everybody really enjoys each other's company. And, you know, you talked about the Rawls. Those can bring a team together, right? You're all trying to battle for the same kind of thing and get together for a common goal. And whether that's protecting your teammates or going out there and scoring seven or more runs a game for five straight games, this group has really done a good job of coming together with a number of different personalities with the leadership that this team has. It's a good vibe in that clubhouse right now.
Love to hear that. Jeff Levering, voice of the Brewers, Bally Sports Wisconsin, 620 WTMJ, the Brewers Radio Network, joining us on ESPN Madison Saturday, live from the Bogey Factory. Jesse Nelson, Adam Mertz. I was out with some friends last night, Jeff, and one of them made a comparison for the Brewers this year in 2024 to what the Packers were at the start of last year. A ton of unknowns, a bunch of young players, kind of the let's see what we've got situation. I don't know if I love that comp, especially because of the hot start the Brewers are off to compared to what the Packers did, but you could, in all your time covering baseball around the league, college football, is there a team that comes to mind that you think is similar to what these 2024 Brewers are so far?
Well, I haven't seen it in my time in Milwaukee. I mean, last year's team could be like that a little bit, but this team this year is really, really young. The second youngest team on the field in Major League Baseball behind Cleveland. Cleveland's got the youngest group of position players in Major League Baseball, and lo and behold, those two teams have the best records in the sport, you know, 10 days in or 2 weeks into the season. They both have the best run differentials in the sport, too. But I can't really compare it to a different group. I mean, every team is different, right? You kind of think about some of these young groups, maybe like an Arizona Diamondbacks in the last couple of years, where you get this young group of kids that come through and sprinkle in a couple of veterans at the same time, and it all comes together. But even this group on the pitching side, it's not as talented as the Diamondbacks group. They don't have the starting innings that they would like to have. They're still trying to figure that out, but Freddie Peralta is throwing the heck out of baseball his first three turns. Colin Ray, D.L. Hall. I mean, these guys are doing great. And even with no Devin Williams, the Brewers are like the Band-Aid team so far this year. It feels like, right? They should be sponsored by Ace Bandages because that's what they've done in the first couple of weeks of the season. It's worked out great.
Jeff, you know, you mentioned D.L. Hall. He's obviously going on the mound today, going against his old team. And Jesse and I were talking earlier in the broadcast about the kind of the excitement, or at least in his season excitement, over Colin Burns going tomorrow. Wondering what kind of chatter there's been or what kind of vibe there's been in the clubhouse with the Orioles shuffling their rotation to make sure that matchup happened.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Corbin mentioned it earlier. Just that listen, he's going on his normal rest. He started on Tuesday, five more days, that's Sunday. So it just happened to line up that it's against the Brewers. The Orioles had an off day on Monday. The Brewers didn't. I don't think the Brewers are making much of a big deal out of it. And once the first pitch is thrown tomorrow afternoon, nobody's going to be thinking about, okay, Corbin was on this team last year. Maybe they'll have a better scouting report or what they think he's going to do in a specific situation. But everybody wants to face the best, in my opinion. For D.L. Hall, are there going to be some jitters today? Sure. He's been thinking about it since he knew that he was going to start in Baltimore, a team that he only knew to this organization before he got traded to the Brewers for Corbin Burns. So how he's going to fare today, he's thrown the ball well. He's given up a bunch of hits, but they're all singles with the exception of one homer. So I expect D.L. to go out there and have a good game today. It should be a great crowd. The wind's blowing out to try and keep the ball on the ground. He knows this ballpark. He knows its strengths, its weaknesses, and I expect him to exploit that this afternoon.
Love it. Jeff Levering, voice of the Brewers, joining us on ESPN Madison Saturday. Last one, Jeff. So we all want this to be sustainable for the Brewers. 9-3 to start the year, best record in the National League. I think there's a lot of skeptics that it is sustainable. What's the best case you could make for why this is sustainable for the Brewers the rest of this season?
just keep it rolling. I mean, they're going to go through a rough patch. At some point, this team is going to lose 4, 5, 6, maybe 7 games in a row at one point. You'd like to not see that happen, but it happens to every single team. It's how you come out of those little stretches. Jackson Churio went over 6 yesterday. He's the only guy on the roster who didn't get on base safely against Baltimore. Had a few responses this afternoon. You learn a lot about a team when the chips are down and when you're struggling a little bit. Those things are going to happen. So it's how this team responds. They've got off to a great start. They beat some really good teams. You know, they went in and they handled business against Cincinnati. They handled their business yesterday against Baltimore. I think that it's, I don't know if they're going to score 7 runs a game. This is not the same Atlanta Braves offense that they're running out there every day that averages 7 runs a game. So you ride the wave like you can. They have a number of ways that they can win baseball games, pitching, defense, scoring runs in different ways. So in my mind, avoiding those long losing streaks is key for this season, but how you respond is really going to be critical for this season.
Jeff Levering, voice of the Brewers, and also does a bunch of voices on Twitter and social media ahead of games with Vinny Rotino, joining us on ESPN Madison. Jeff, thanks so much. You know, Wildy and Tausch tell me all the time, I don't know how many strengths they think I have when I produce their show, but voices is probably one of them. If you need any suggestions, I got a bank I can throw at you if you need them.
I can't wait. I appreciate that. Thank you. You know, keep working on your bowling play-by-play, all right, Jesse?
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate that. We'll get that for you coming up at another time when you join the big show on the weekdays. Appreciate you, Jeff. Thanks, Jeff.
I love it. Take care, guys.
Awesome. Jeff Levering, voice of the Brewers, Bally Sports Wisconsin, 620 WTMJ, the Brewers Radio Network, joining us here on ESPN Madison Saturday. Jesse Nelson, Adam Mertz at the Bogey Factory in Verona. I love what Levering was saying there at the end about how sustainable this is, because that goes back to what we had talked about a little earlier, Mertzy, that resilience that the Brewers showed going down 8-0 in Cincinnati and coming back and almost winning the game. The fact that they're so young that they can just keep the good times rolling. And even though they're going to have, you know, a struggle that will ultimately no doubt happen at some point here early in the season, they should be able to bounce back from that, because that's the characteristic of their manager, that's the characteristic of the veteran leadership, and it all trickles down. When you talk about sound structure for an organization, the Brewers have developed that over the last few years, even with all the changes they've experienced.
Yeah, and when you're a team like that and you're playing with nothing to lose, I think that helps out also. It's not like the sometimes you get yourself into the end of a window of opportunity with a roster and you're worried about, like, we got to make this happen this year, it's not going to happen. These guys are all optimism, all looking forward, and I think that helps you a lot, play a lot looser. I love the fact that they are running all over the base pass too and taking advantage of some of that youth and athleticism. I know it goes against a little bit of the sabermetricians in terms of your running yourself out of innings, but I like it in terms of setting a tone. I think it matches the way that they are carrying themselves in these games.
I hope they get the win today so they can say they got another series win, and then tomorrow it's all
gravy.
About Corbin
House
Burns.
Money, man.
Oh, yeah, can't wait to see. Thanks to Jeff Levering for joining us here this afternoon. ESPN Madison Saturday at the Bogey Factory in Verona. We'll take a check a few of your texts rolling in on the text line and wrap up what's in store for the remainder of a beautiful weekend in the greater Madison area. That's coming up next. It's ESPN Madison Saturday. Jesse Nelson, Adam Mertz, the Bogey Factory in Verona.